The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
A lot of people were doing that in the last week or so as the weather turned nicer, and more people will be doing that. Let's do it safely, though. Joining us right now to talk about bicycle safety from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Decker. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Paul.
A lot of fun to get out on a nice spring or summer day and ride your bike, but you got to do it safely. And we motorists need to be careful, too, don't we?
Right, and that's a big thing. You know, May is actually Bicycle Safety Month and Bicycle Week. But I got an email from Caleb. He said, hey, maybe we need a little reminder. He said the other day somebody was yelling at him because he was on his bicycle riding on the road. And I think a lot of motorists don't understand the laws and that bicyclists can be out there. Certainly we had some mild weather about a week ago. Yesterday was nice, a little windy, and we're going to get some more mild weather after this little cold stretch. So good reminder for people. Because we are seeing more bikes out there. Mm-hmm. And, I went on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration website and pulled out some tips. So it is a concern. In 2019, 846 bicyclists were killed in traffic crashes, and that's throughout the U.S. And most of those deaths usually occur between 6 and 9 p.m. And I think that makes sense. People are home from work, so maybe they're going out for a bike ride. It's a time of day where sunsets happen and visibility issues for motorists. And as far as people in cars, there's going to be more traffic. They're maybe going out to dinner and things. And another thing, in 2017, alcohol was involved, 37% of bicycle crashes. And it didn't say specifically if that's the bicyclist or motorist, but that could be a concern really for either party. So there's a lot of benefits to riding a bicycle. We save on fuel consumption and on emissions and the health benefits. You know, it's a low-impact cardiovascular exercise. And a lot of families, it's fun to get out and ride a bike together, right? Mm-hmm. Spend some time together. It's kind of an easy way. You can carry on a conversation depending on how fast you want to ride. But before you go out, bicyclists remember some safety tips for themselves. First, make sure that the bike you have fits you properly. It's the right size. Before you take it out, especially at the beginning of the year, there's an ABC quick check you should do. Check the air in the tires. Make sure they're aired up. Make sure your brakes work. Make sure the crank and the chain are all intact and in working order and oiled up. And if you have quick releases on your bike for the tires or the seat, make sure the quick releases are closed so nothing comes loose. Always recommend wearing a properly fitted helmet. You know, at the police department, we have a bike team, and helmets are one of the requirements. And they can really save you, not just if you're in a crash with a vehicle, they're protecting your head, but just if you fall off your bike, you could have a crash of your own and hit your head. So there's a lot of protection there. I recommend shoes instead of sandals and, flip-flops. And
yep.
Just working the crank and... the pedals and staying out of the spokes and chains and if you take a crash and have identification with you. If you're in a crash and maybe you can't communicate, identification can help us find out who you are, who to get a hold of to help and things like that. Bicyclists should be predictable and stay alert. And really, when I'm on a bicycle, I just believe that most of the motorists are not paying attention to me, and they're all maniacs, probably would run me over if they had the chance. And I know that's not true, but you really got to be defensive and be predictable. Just the other day, I was driving, and a girl on a bicycle just darted out in front of me, and she didn't look across, and it's just something that happens. Maybe if she'd have looked across, I would have known she had an intent, but she just rode out in front. Luckily, I was going a pretty slow speed, and I'm actually able to slow down more. People on bicycles, I would highly recommend being visible. You know, reflective clothing, avoid riding at dusk or darkness. And I know some people like to still ride at that time. Not my favorite time to be on a bicycle on a road. Maybe on the bike path is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a reminder for our bicyclists, they have to follow the laws. When they're on the roadway, they should ride in the same direction. And I know a lot of people want to ride against traffic. So for runners and walkers, if there's not a sidewalk, that's what they're expected. But for a bicyclist, their speeds actually average 12 miles an hour for the slower ones and much faster. So they should follow the rules of the road,
mm-hmm.
ride with traffic. I know it's hard for some people to believe or understand that, but it is safer for them. They should signal their turns too, have working brakes on their bike. If they decide, hey, I want to ride on the sidewalk, there's too much traffic on the road, just bicyclists have to remember they have to yield to pedestrians that are on a sidewalk. And if you want to ride your bike, you know, at dusk or nighttime, if you're going to be on the road at night, you have to have a white light that's visible up to 500 feet on the front of the bike. That's required by state law. A red reflector on the back is required. And really, I would, again, highly recommend if you're going to be out in the dark, have a red taillight that's battery operated. It's much more visible than the reflectors.
Mm-hmm.
Bicyclists might not believe this, but they're supposed to keep both hands on the handlebars,
right.
Not carry packages, and they're not supposed to be texting, right? Because when they text, they're not paying attention. And a big one, bikes should remember they're not permitted on limited access highways. And, you know, we see that quite a bit on the connector between Lapeer and going out.
Oh, for sure.
And,
yeah.
They like to cut across there. It's a shortcut, but they're not supposed to be there. Our motorists, and this is for Caleb, the reminders he wanted out. A big thing in September of 2018, Paul, was the passing law. So if you're passing a bicyclist on the roadway, you have to give them 3 foot minimum. And ideally, if you can give them even more. Because of traffic, if you can't get over, you need to slow down as much as you can for the bicyclist's safety. I would remind our motorists, respect the bike lanes. We don't have a lot in town, but on Glenwood we do, and also on Erie. And just remember, you're not supposed to ride in the bike lane. You're not supposed to park there. I see that quite often in town. The only time that a motorist can enter the bike lane is if they have to do it to make a turn into a parking lot or the road or an alleyway. Remember this, too, for our motorists. If the bicyclist has the right-of-way at intersections, you have to stay at the stop sign and wait for them. You know, some motorists have this misconception that, hey, they shouldn't be out there, and they'll pull out in front of them. And I also think another thing with motorists sometimes, if they're not a bike rider, they underestimate the speed of how fast the bike is really approaching that intersection, and sometimes they make that mistake of pulling out.
Yeah.
Downtown, don't open your door, you know, out into a bicyclist. You know, if you're parked at the curb, look before you exit your vehicle, watch for bicyclists that might be going by, and that's just a good thing to watch for motor vehicles going by, too, before you open your door. I think the big things for motorists are this. Always be alert. Avoid distractions. Look for bicyclists when you're making turns, too, because sometimes they don't see them because how fast they are approaching at an intersection, or sometimes the bicyclists are on a sidewalk and motorists don't expect that. And remember this, too. I saw this the other day. Cars are not allowed on bike paths over by Strawberry Lane, the new bike path there, and it's been there a couple years. I saw a car. The guy just had pulled on the bike path. And to top that off, he actually, as I kind of wondered why the car was parked there, I saw he was standing in somebody's yard urinating. So, bad on both points, eh, Paul?
Yeah, that's
bad all the way around.
Neither of those things are advisable, absolutely.
Or acceptable.
Right.
So don't do that.
Yeah, that's it.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
Don't do that. It's amazing what some people will do. And this is during the daytime. This isn't even like late at night. And I want people just to remember this. Bicyclists do have a right to be on the roadway. They're expected to ride on the road by Michigan law. So let's share the road with them. Let's be aware of them. And let's be good motorists when we see a bicyclist out there, or walkers or runners too, please.
Yep, we've got to be able to coexist. That's just the way it is. I know a lot of motorists will point to the sidewalk and say, why can't the bikes be up on the sidewalk? That's not what sidewalks are for. They're for walking and for jogging.
Right, and you bring up a great point with that. A bicyclist going 12 to 15 miles an hour is so fast, for the pedestrians. So it's really not safe for the pedestrian on the sidewalk or for the bicyclist themselves, right? So, yeah, that's not what they're there for. They're for the walkers. Great point, Paul.
All right. Get out there and enjoy a nice bike ride when the weather permits. I know tomorrow's going to be a little chilly, yeah. But we'll have lots of nice days ahead of us, won't we?
Yes, we will. Looking right. forward to them.
Doug, thanks a lot. As always, really appreciate it. Have a good week. We'll talk next week.
Yep, thanks, Paul.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye now.